Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches deal with feeling no hope. Recently, in California, where I live, there's been an electrical power crisis. In the recent days, the power could be shut off in our city for up to 7 days. They said the power would be shut off at midnight, and then another day it was at 12 noon. And later that same day at 8 p.m., this became a real stressful situation for me because I was trying to finish my new course, Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. You can find it on udemy.com. My concern was that I would be in the middle of uploading some material and the power would just go out. And this could wreck the file and the drive. I had some thoughts about having the hope that I would finish in time. Hope is really important. If you don't have hope, you may not attend college. Without hope, you may never start up that conversation with a potential friend. I have 3 insights for how to deal with not feeling hopeful. The first one is beware of feeling no control. In my own life, I've had feelings of no control over the power situation in the recent time. Earlier in my life, I had concerns about where I'd live. I had concerns about an abusive marriage and whether I could get out. These are all concerns that have to do with having no control. When we face the truth, there are some things that we just don't have control over. For example, your friendship might end, and that might be a bad surprise. We have no control over another person. This leads us to our second insight. Control is in the present moment. So I was talking to my husband, and he was really concerned about the possibility of the power being shut off. He's facing some deadlines with writing. He told me that he had to focus on the now in order to feel okay. That is, he was fine in that moment. Sure, he has no control over the future. He can remind himself that he can adapt on how he directs his focus to this present moment. He can also remind himself that he can adapt to what may happen. Many years ago, when I was in my previous marriage, it was a real situation of being out of control. My previous husband overdrew our joint account. I even had trouble getting enough food. I learned then that I needed to focus on how to get out of the marriage. I'm so grateful that I'm free of that now. So the question is, how do you maintain balance in an upside-down situation? This leads us to the third insight. Connect with the goddess's promise. Doreen Valiente wrote The Charge of the Goddess. In the voice of the goddess, here's a quote. I am the gracious goddess who gives the gift of joy unto the heart. Another section of The Charge of the Goddess includes, I give peace and freedom and reunion with those who have gone before. So when you think about the promise from the goddess, you notice that she's not the angry god of some religions. She's the gracious goddess, so she's here to help. In fact, she says she gives the gift of joy unto the heart. She also says that she gives peace and freedom. The important thing to know is that we experience peace and freedom in the present moment. So we go back to the second insight, which was control is in the present moment. When you connect with the goddess's promise, that is where you find real hope. In summary, the first insight was beware of feelings of no control. The second insight was control is in the present moment. And third, connect with the goddess's promise. And don't forget, when I think of the goddess's promise, this really connects with what I brought to my new online course, Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. For my whole life, I've been dealing with depression symptoms, and I went on a quest to work with mentors, spiritual elders, therapists, and psychiatrists. I have formed the wisdom into this course, Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. I invite you to check it out at udemy.com. That's udemy.com. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can join me at GoddessHasYourBack.com. You can also read one of my 9 books. And I have 2 courses at udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss. And the second one.